Blog Talk Radio.
This morning's show is titled "Keep While Keeping On: The Power of Perseverance in Life." It is interesting to me, words of encouragement are a scarce commodity today. And I look for words of encouragement on the political scene, on the social scene, on the road. There is plenty of information that has been carefully screened for content we constantly receive. But words of genuine encouragement are words that encourage people to persevere in life and to move out in tough times. These words are greatly lacking. Today, people are encouraged to become dependent on an outside source instead of being encouraged about developing their own potential for success in life. We, as a culture and as a nation, become poorer when persons are not encouraged to be creative and to see themselves as creative entities in the being. When persons are allowed to flower and to flourish and to develop who they are and what they can be, then we grow as a culture. About the kind of words that we hear today, content is carefully, meaningful content is carefully strained out of what we hear. And so what we're left with is the illusion of communication. Well, this morning, I want you to be greatly encouraged by what God has to say to you about you. So God wants you to understand that, yes, you may have had an incident or a situation that discouraged you, and you felt or you feel because of that particular situation or incident or circumstances that you no longer have the will to keep on going. You have decided to give up. And so because you have decided to give up, you find yourself depressed about your decision. Now, let me say that researchers and psychologists do not know the causes of depression, but we know the symptoms, symptomatology of depression. We know the symptoms and what depression creates. And one person has defined depression as giving up or decision to give up. the decision to allow an event or situation that was negative in one's life to take control. And so one is cast in a downward spiral. That is one definition of depression. What is needed today is an anchor in the lives of people, because we all will face trials and have faced trials. No one alive today has been exempted from facing trials. We all have had them, and we will continue to have them. Trials are intrinsic to life. And so that must be understood. But what I want to encourage you about today is the importance of persistence. I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on, and to understand the power of perseverance in life. Perseverance is a very interesting word, because it means steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Now, let me say at this point that if you have gone out and attempted to achieve something, for instance, a business, or to get achieve a certificate, or to be an apprentice in a business you thought that you for which you were well suited, and it just didn't work out, or you got into a relationship with someone and it's just not working out. At least this is what you are feeling. And so you feel that something has slipped away, or something may be slipping away. And then you think about what is going on, and you begin to label yourself. And so you bring in these labels, or you use labels to mark out your situation, and you say, I am a failure. Instead of looking at the event or situation as one in which I have failed here, instead of labeling oneself as a failure, that's catastrophic. But to see a situation that has slipped away and to say, well, there is some failure here, and instead of assigning all the negativism to yourself and looking at it in a negative way, and so certainly you brought you into that situation. So maybe this was not the right person for you, a particular relationship, and maybe you are not particularly suited for this situation that you thought you would succeed as a business, etc. But that doesn't mean that you can't go out and start a different business or become get into a different apprenticeship program. The most important thing is to look at the experience for what you gained. That is, change your perspective. Don't just say, I am a failure, but look carefully at the situation. Note your strength and your weaknesses, and you work on the weaknesses instead of using a catastrophic failure term like I'm a failure. But look at what you learn about you. Look at what you learn about other people. Look at what you learned about planning, about strategic implementation. Look at what you learn or consider what you lack in your critical path. Maybe you are suited for this particular business, but you didn't have a business plan, and you didn't go out and you didn't speak to a number of professionals who could guide you, who could give you that apprenticeship or the leadership that you don't possess at this time. But over time, you will get. And so I want to encourage you this morning to get up and to start anew. Renew your attitude about yourself. Renew your attitude about your potential. And keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Be encouraged this day. I want to read to you from the book of Hebrews and the New Testament. And in this particular section, the writer, whom some scholars believe is Paul, is encouraging believing ones who have been so persecuted that they want to fall away. They want to give up. They want to surrender to the opposition. They want to surrender to the persecution. Where persecution needs to pursue. They're tired of being pursued. They're tired of being harassed for their commitment. But I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 10, which reads, Hebrews 10:32. But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, that is, enlightened, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and affliction, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bond, that is when I was in prison, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. You have need of patience, and it reaches endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not wait, or in the English here, in this version, tarry, an old word. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. Now, in verse 32, the writer skillfully brings these believing ones into a confrontation with their past. And he talks about them being illuminated or made aware, or their minds being opened by God to receive truth. It's called illumination. And the Spirit of God blesses one with the spiritual insight into a situation or into people, things, and circumstances. The Spirit of God does this for us. He writes, ye endured a great fight of affliction. I love those words. And these are words not to be merely read in a passing manner, but we must read these words and with a sense of you know, gleaning from them, you know, a great truth about life. Ye endured a great fight of affliction. Now, in the Greek, the word endured means to persevere under misfortune and trials, to hold fast one's faith. The word affliction here means whatever befalls one. It means calamity, mishap, evil, suffering, the feeling of the mind. It also refers to the emotions of passion. And so here in these two words, endure, which means to persevere under misfortunes and trials, and to hold fast and afflictions, the writer has brought back to them their past. And what we too face at this particular time in history. And so therefore, and then he goes on in verse 33, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock. And in the Greek, I mean, this is a frightening term, gazing stock, because it means to bring up on the stage and to be exposed to contempt. Powerful words, frightening words. But just think about their power and think about the content. Partly, whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches, that means to be reviled, and affliction. Again, the word here means distress and pressure. And partly whilst you became companions of them that were so near. Life is hard. Life is tough. But endurance and perseverance are spiritual gifts that one learns on this path, on this journey. Perseverance becomes a spiritual gift. One learns to remain steadfast in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. One acquires as a skill tenacity, the ability to stick to something without wavering, without looking to the right or to the left. The ability to move out as a pioneer. When you have your critical path in place, when you have your business plan, when you have found sources of capital for your business, when you have found an angel investors or an angel investor who's going to come alongside to help you, when you have found that great relationship with another individual, and you know that neither he or she is perfect, but you have found that you are compatible. You can, this relationship can go somewhere. It can be a benefit. You believe that God has so brought you together. You believe that this business can work. This business can be successful. and you have educated yourself to the point where when there is a setback, when there is a situation or a problem, you know that you have the correct professionals in place to give you advice or to give you a helping hand. You have your attorney, you have your bankers, you have relationships that you know are vital to your success, and you cultivate these relationships. And you know how meaningful and how valuable they are to you. And so you know what you are doing. You have the tenacity, you have the determination, you have the staying power to move out in life and to build a great and wonderful life. Let me say to you this morning, keep on keeping on. Because you understand the power of perseverance. The writer here in the book of Hebrews is encouraging these believers. He says, and he writes in verse 34, "But you had compassion of me in my bonds when I was in prison, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods," that is, the plundering or the robbery, or the legal confiscation of their property. It says, knowing in yourselves you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. The legal confiscation of their property. Let's think of those words. The ability to legally take remove from one's life one's property. So you went through that. You suffered that. And then he says in verse 35, he says, "Don't throw away, therefore, your confidence." Amen. You had your possessions, your goods, and your wealth and your property legally and forcefully removed from you. He said, keep on keeping on. He says, don't cast away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. So your confidence is something that could not be removed, that could not be separated from you, could not be taken from you. I remember there's a local attorney in the Bay Area who said that if everything he had achieved had been taken away from him, the one thing that would remain, that is, if all his property or whatever he had amassed over his life had been taken from him, the one thing that he would have would be his knowledge, which would afford him the opportunity to get back what he had lost. So he had confidence. He had confidence in what he could do. This morning, I want you to have confidence in your ability. I want you to keep on keeping on. I want you to encourage someone to keep on keeping on. I want you to give someone that good inspection this morning of perseverance, so that they do not give up, so they will understand that it's always too soon to quit. And if there's something in life that you want, you must be tough enough to go out there and get it, despite the opposition, despite the naysayers. Let me say at this point, separate yourselves from naysayers or those who want to pull you down and those who want to whisper in your ear that you cannot have what you desire to have. You cannot achieve what you know in your heart you can achieve. You need to separate yourself from naysayers. And this is not easy because you may have grown up with a naysayer, or you are in a particular community were there's one or two naysayers, find yourself a new group that encourages you. Yes, this means stepping out a comfort zone. I don't like that term very much, comfort zone, but that which is familiar, stepping out the familiar, stepping out beyond that which is intrinsically familiar to you and risking becoming a part of a group of strangers. Because you want their creative input. You want what they have. You know this is where you should be. You know that it is from these persons you can grow, you can learn, because you have a vision. And you want that vision strengthened and not weakened. That's why you must separate yourself from the naysayers. And so you get with those who will encourage you, who will help you, who know others, who know others, who are looking to help a person or be of assistance who are like you. But there is a risk involved. And there is that you will be that comfortable. But that only lasts for a little bit. And then you will settle down. And this group will become familiar to you. And you'll look back upon that time of discomfort, and you'll know that you made a great decision. Because it was a stepping stone, an important milestone. It was an important movement toward success for you. And you know you did the right thing. And you are moving more and more, you're going more and more in life. And you have seen the fruit of perseverance. And you know now that if you persevere, you're going to hit that target. You're going to be where you want to be. You're going to have the success that you so desire because you know it takes time and commitment, and you're willing to do work to be successful. This is a wonderful day. This is a wonderful time. And let me say this morning in closing, to keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on God. He is your greatest source of encouragement. He is your greatest source of strength. And if you can't separate physically or geographically from the naysayers, in your heart, as a pneumaticos, that is, as a spiritual one, you can create that separation that you need in order to facilitate the process of spiritual growth. God planned for you, and God has built within you skills and abilities. You have the genetic information to do wonderful things that are quite different from someone else. You have the genetic material to do great things that will bless others and bless yourself. Look to God. Trust in God. Go out and be creative. Do something wonderful for yourself. Start this day by giving God thanks and praying about your life. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. I'll speak with you next time on the matter. Have a wonderful day.